Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
My name is Richard Wilson and I'm the CEO of Tiger.
We're here at the Development Conference. Does it show a lot about the strength of the British games industry at the moment?
Yeah, I think it demonstrates the UK games industry remains very creative, very innovative, very dynamic. It was great to see so many people here, so many different studios, both from the UK but also some from overseas as well. It's also been good to see a lot of Train to Game students here, which has been very encouraging. And it's also been good to see some of the award winners. So, I think it's been a good conference, a lot of interesting people, a lot of interesting speakers, and I think it shows the industry is still alive and kicking.
And how do you think the fact that Tiger and Train to Game are here will benefit those on Train to Game courses at the moment?
Well, it's been good for both the students and for Tiger, actually, because we've had a chance to speak to a number of the students. Mm-hmm. They've been telling us how they're enjoying the courses. Sometimes they say they're quite challenging, which actually we're quite pleased to hear in a way, because then we know the Train to Game are providing a compelling but also a course that is important and valuable for the industry. So it's good to get that kind of feedback. And equally, it's good for the students to see people from Tiger so they can ask about our role as an awarding body. So it's well, actually, it's good, and I hope we could do something similar to this in the future.
And has there been a positive reception for both Tiger and Train to Game here at Develop from studios and members of the industry?
We have had a positive reaction, actually, yes. It's been good to meet a lot of Tiger members. They've stopped on our stand, and we've had a chance to chat to them about the things that we're doing. And I think there's been a lot of interest in the Train to Game stand as well. I mean, it's a very exciting set of courses that Train to Game offer, obviously. And Train to Game and Tiger have both been lucky because we're both near the entrance, so we have a lot of passing traffic. So, yes, it's been good.
And speaking of Tiger, what have Tiger been up to the last few months?
Well, we're very pleased to say that we won 4 awards at the Trade Association Forum back at the beginning of July, including Trade Association of the Year for the second year running. So we're the only trade association ever to have achieved that. So we are officially the best trade association in the UK for the second year running, out of about 1,000, so we're very pleased about that. In addition to picking up 4 awards, we've also been continuing to campaign on the issues that matter for the sector, like games tax relief, like investment in education and skills, and like helping our game developers export their content to overseas countries. So we're continuing to wage an effective and vigorous campaign on behalf of the industry.
And speaking of the developer awards, which happened at the time of recording last night, what do you think the fact that so many indie developers won awards says about the industry at the moment?
Well, it's great. It shows that there's a huge amount of vitality and creativity in the sector, and it shows that a lot of indie developers are capable of creating, you know, great content, great games. It shows the industry's in, you know, good health, actually. Good health, but also I would add, of course, that with the right government support, we could see even more successful studios, and that the studios that we have that are already successful could be growing and taking on even more staff. So it's a great industry. It's doing well. Could do an enormous amount more in terms of job creation and economic contribution with the right government support.
And how could this government support, if it was implemented, benefit Train to Game students directly?
Well, if we had a tax break for games production, or if we had even more generous R&D tax credits, then Train to Game students, when they go out into the industry, would find more job opportunities available, because the kind of tax measures we're supporting would create greater incentives and give studios the ability to take on more staff. So in the first place, it would create more job opportunities for Train to Game students. Secondly, if we had those kind of tax measures in place, more Train to Game students, I think, would be in a position to set up their own studios and, you know, develop their own content, and I think their studios would be more viable.
And finally, how can coming to an event like this help Train to Game students network and set up their own studios?
Well, I suppose partly the very fact they're here gives them an opportunity to meet with other developers, gives them information about how to get a job in the industry. They're able to network and gather information about how they can set up their own studio. So a lot of the information and a lot of the way in which Train to Game students would benefit really by just mixing with other people in the industry, getting new ideas, getting fresh ideas, and also get the voice of experience from a lot of people who are already in the sector. So it's well worthwhile coming along.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Only that Tiger and Train to Game are continuing to work well together, and we're looking forward to some of the Train to Game students graduating later this year.
Great, thanks for your time.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.